Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, SFU Campus Burnaby. And this is Free Voices joining you every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. We volunteer on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territories of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We're pleased to offer our acts of service for the betterment of humanity on this great land. I am Celia, and I'm one of your hosts, and also in the studio is Fahima. Lovely to have you here, Fahima.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much.
And our special carnivore will be joining us a little later, and we'll thank him for being here. We also have some other people lined up for today. Wiggadusk is going to be joining us, one of our regulars, and help us with some deep breaths.
Yes.
And then also Squite Sheklek from Grashkana, B.C., also known as
Nicola Valley,
yes, and the brother of Kwa'ange Sheklek. And Kwa'ange, we are sending out our love and hellos to Kwa'ange.
Yes.
yeah, so, and Kwa'ange is the one who picked out the songs for today, many of the songs today. So he's still with us here at the show in different ways. We also have another guest, Mary. She's the Officer of Public Affairs for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and very insightful and smart and knowledgeable human being. So today, we're going to, just a moment here. yes, our theme today is unity. And, but we're also, yeah, so we'll be asking, we'll be interested to hear your thoughts too at some point if anyone out there in the audience has some thoughts on this, because it's a very hefty topic. And so there we go. That is what we're going to be doing. We'd like to play a song, but right now, maybe what we should do is just start talking. Oops. Maybe we can start talking about unity right now, because
Carnivore will be here very soon.
Yes, and we're still fledglings learning how to do this. Our first song will be Uptown Funk, and we'll play that in a little while by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. But let's just dive very briefly into unity as a starting point.
Absolutely.
As we get that set up. And so it's such a big topic, and I thought it was, I really felt strongly about at least touching into it at some point here, because there is so much disunity in like, there's a lot of strife in the world right now, and,
yes,
and very polarized thinking and polarized activities going on, and people are very passionate about it, but it's just that unity is we have a lot in common with each other as well, and so I wanted to bring that connecting force back to the foreground here and talk about that and the elements that go into helping create unity.
Yes.
even with us having very different opinions about things or different beliefs on how to go about solving different world problems, because people can have very different ideas. So I wanted to get some of your thoughts about that, Fahima, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. It's actually, it's a beautiful subject. Unity is a lot of time I haven't been at the studio. I have been on air. When we were talking, you know, the subject has been chosen. And I recognize a lot of time, like physically, I haven't been at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been somewhere else that I could connect on the phone to be on air. But on the mission, on the subject, on the fact, all the fact that we discussed, you know, we spoke about it at different time with each one of the respected listeners across the country and outside of the country, I recognize after the show that our formula, our conversation, our wording was so harmonized. And it seems we have been sat together for a very long time, and we talk about it and we discuss it, what we are going to talk about it. But actually, that unity was in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
It was in our heart, in our blood, and wherever you go, and you are the believer mm-hmm. of the unity and the harmony and the diversity, this is my flag. The flag that I facing it and practicing it every day is like a daily food for me, is the unity, is the diversity, is the harmony. And this is one, you know, bring us, all of us together, no matter who we are, what background we have, what language we speak, we have only one language, and that we have only one word, and that is the very strong word, that is love. We love what we do, we love what we eat, we love who we associate, we approach and engaging. Love is above all of it. To me, my flag is the unity, is the diversity, and is the harmony.
Wow. Thank you so much. It's interesting, when I was thinking of unity and times when I have felt most closest and unified with other people, sometimes it is without any words at all. You know, I've been in a group meditation, for example. I have no idea what different people's religious or political or personal beliefs are about a wide range of different things, but there is something about collectively sitting together and doing something like meditation, and I imagine activities such as breath work and other things. There's other examples of it that there's that feeling of unity, and it is like almost as if it's almost like a recognition of breathing the same air in and out together.
Yes.
And there's something that you can't really put a word to with how deep that feels. And so each of these people, if I start talking to them at different things, I would find that we had different opinions about things and things that I might feel strongly against or for and that type of thing. But that ultimately, as human beings, we're walking around with shared needs and wants, and as well as longings and hopes. So it's easy to forget that when we get into, and I'm going to use the word heat and passion, because I find that that's when our fearfulness or defensiveness helps, fans the flames, doesn't help, but fans the flames of divisiveness. And it's hard to listen when any of us are in that state. So that was part of what I wanted to share here. And I'm going to just check in here and see if we're ready to line up our first song. Mm-hmm. Our first song is Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. And then we are going to see if we can get in touch with Wegadesk.
We have him actually.
Oh,
right,
we do have right. him on the line.
Yes.
Okay.
We have
so
him online.
So how about can we just play the song then?
We have him online maybe
okay.
after, you
okay.
know, to have him because
sure.
he won't be too
okay.
long.
Hi, Wegadesk. Welcome. Yes, hi, Wegadesk. Hello, how are you? Good, excellent to catch you. We're just getting the show started, and we're wondering if you could help us with starting it off right with some deep breaths.
Awesome, let's do it. And let's prepare for these deep breaths, because our bodies appreciate them so much. By relaxing our belly, we keep a lot of tension there. Let's relax our shoulders, our jaw, our ears, even the tip top of our head. And as we breathe in, let's fill our body up with all this amazing air that's so free and pure. And on the exhale, really emphasize just letting go, not thinking about anything, that tension of the full deep lungs gone. All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose.
All right.
So good. Two more.
Yeah.
Awesome. And one more. All the love of the universe is inside of us, and let it all go. So good.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you so much. So our topic today, Wegadesk, is unity. And we were interested in getting your thoughts on that.
100%. I really like this topic because it's something that I've been realizing the benefits of, with building a business, with building a family of people that, you know, you can just simply put, get more done with more people. Unity, right? Mm-hmm. It's as evident as me, myself, I can only pick up 100 pounds, but with 10 people, we can pick up 1,000.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So this is one of the ways we unlock power in our universe, in our life, is by learning to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do here at Eagle Nation, which is so beautiful. You know, the legacy of Counselor Fari and Roger and all the other Eagle Nation members that are in the spirit realm looking over us, sending us good vibes. We're so lucky, and I think this applies to everybody, the greater your karmic influence in a positive way is, the more things you're unified with.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things in existence are here because there was some unity that helped create them. And so, yeah, it's a really, really special topic, and it's also really cool to hear you, man, in the controls. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I'm also getting lots of help here. We're working as a very nice team.
We are
Thank
united.
You.
Awesome. United.
To hear that. Yeah, I'm going to stay on the line because I want to hear what you guys have to say about unity.
Thank you. Well, we'd like to play a song right now, and are you able to hang on for the next segment?
Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Excellent. Okay,
go.
So Uptown Funk, here we go.
I said, Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Jump on it, if you sexed and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me, come on, dance, jump on it, if you sexed and flown it, well it's Saturday night and we in the spot, don't believe me, just watch, come on.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain. My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.
Two, one, and Free Voices is back, everybody. How's it going? Speaking of you,
Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Campus, Burnaby.
Have we revealed the theme for today?
We have. The theme is unity, and thank you for zipping in here.
No problem. We had some unity upstairs
exactly.
And some unity
can
down
we
here.
A little bit about that.
Certainly, totally. CJSF likes to put on events to kind of remind people that we are part of not just the community, but also the campus as
community.
Well, too. We are, exactly. We are campus and community radio, and a lot of our volunteers and programmers and people come by the station are students here at SFU, undergraduate and graduate and postgraduate. And in the sub, the Student Union Building, which is where we are down on the first floor, up on the third floor today, we're actually doing a karaoke event.
Super fun. I'm committed to this show, but I'm a little bit jealous.
It's okay. We can have our own karaoke in here. Oh, we can sing along to Three Days Grace. Yeah. And so one of our hosts who's hosting a show a little bit later today, Jacob from the Arts Show from 5 to 6. Yeah. Great program, everybody. Yeah. Listen to that.
That is a great show.
Definitely you will want to go check it out if you're up in the sub. Jacob also does karaoke nights at a local venue called Red Gate, which is on Main Street downtown. And he is a karaoke wizard, so people are up there singing along to their favorite songs right now.
I feel like I want to get him a t-shirt that says karaoke wizard.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's great to know. Yeah, so it's quite a hefty topic here. I was thinking, the one thing I was thinking about is, what are the types of ingredients? Ingredients sounds so clinical, I guess, but what are the types of characteristics that go into increasing the chances of having that unified, and, you know, having unity when people do have diverse opinions, thoughts, beliefs, and ideas for solutions of whatever the different issues are?
Yeah,
you know, we see it in our modern world.
You know, unity is a lofty goal, but it's also not unobtainable.
Yeah, we feel it in bits and pieces.
Yeah,
right?
And I would posit that unity is not compromise. Compromise is different from unity.
Yes.
Compromise is when there's usually things that are either acceded to or taken from to be able to meet somewhere in the middle ground.
Right.
Whereas unity is an agreement of thought. So it's finding a point where we can both agree on. That's unity.
Where are the points where we can agree?
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas compromise is usually, well, I'll do this, but I'll maybe pull back a little bit on that. And
a little
the other
more
person
transactional
says, exactly,
kind of, yeah.
Whereas unity, I think, is a joining of forces.
Yeah.
And as always with a group, there is power in numbers, and there is an ability to become stronger as a group through unity. And if you think of things like labor movements or political movements, a united front is a term that you hear often.
Yeah.
And that only happens when there is consensus of thought and consensus of action.
I can see that. I think that there can be unity in groups where people don't share the same thought.
Absolutely.
Too. And I think that's where sometimes it's more challenging waters, you know, especially about things that we're very passionate about. One of the things I was thinking about is that whole thing of listening has always been an important skill.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's human nature to want to be more telling other people than listening and really trying, really committing to understanding, which is different than agreeing, but really staying with someone else's thoughts, ideas, whatever, long enough to be able to really at least have some kind of a sense of that world. You'll never fully be able to have a sense of someone else's world. You know, that listening is just something that's even more so something that we need, and yet it's one that, you know, this quick-paced world, it's a challenge.
It's easy to talk over, and it's easy to, you know, break down and destroy. And it does take effort to build up and to work together with people of various thoughts and persuasions. Without getting too far into the weeds, I think morality, and it's interesting, I do believe that there is an ability for universal morality on certain things.
Wow, yeah.
And I know it's tough because people have varying degrees
or very
of belief.
Strict interpretations.
Certainly,
yes.
Certainly. And those are, you know, honed by environment and family and society. But I do believe there are universal truths and unity in certain beliefs. For example, the golden rule, treat others how you would like to be treated, does seem to be a common tenet across thousands of years and cultures.
Considering self and other, not just self.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. There is an audio concept. So when you have your microphone or instrument volume all the way down, it's at zero or negative infinity if you want to get into it. But when you're up all the way, full power, that's called unity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not know that.
So you have a unity of signal. If you think of your signal strength in very rough percentage from zero to 1.0, which would be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when you get to one, 100%. That's unity volume.
Wow, that is interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I was thinking about is, you know, earlier when I was saying that people see, I think it's in human nature that it's, especially if we're charged up, that's the unfortunate thing, because our nervous system kind of begs us to action, which isn't always the best thing. Sometimes it is, but is that reflecting on our, reflecting about what's going on with ourselves before sharing, like give ourselves a moment of breath before we share something, to be sharing in a more calm way. Because if we're charged up, really, we're, there's a certain amount of hijacking going on with our nervous system,
mm-hmm.
and we're, it's less likely for that conversation to get, for it to be a dialogue. It's more of a telling, as you were saying, like either, you know, when we're excited, we might increase our volume,
yeah.
or whatever. But yeah, so that whole taking, give yourself those moments to reflect on, you know, your thoughts and beliefs. And then when you share with other people, being able to share it in a more reasoned and respectful way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think we could definitely, the world could use a lot more of that. I think we might be ready for another song.
Sure.
I think we've got New Colossus lined up.
Yes, and it is from a group, I believe, and I believe this is a selection from our host in the sky, Hui Ainge.
Yes,
yeah, and
that's
from the
right.
group Cryptograph.
Our helicopter pilot.
That's right.
To be. Yeah. He's helicopter piloting process, yes.
Excellent, and we'll be right back here on Free Voices.